Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics time. I'm going to let Steve roll with it. Steve, what do you got for us today?
Jay, do we have to mentally and physically prepare for tomorrow?
With Rob?
Yeah. Or maybe one of the two?
You should probably mentally prepare. Physically, I think you're fine.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what are you going to do, like push-ups or something?
Yeah. Maybe some crunches? I don't know.
Some crunches?
Try to get big before he gets in here?
Yeah, some pull-ups. I don't know.
Love Rob. Rob is awesome. He's going to like you. He's going to want you to be more aggressive. He's going to want you to be more frosty. He's going to want all the things.
Yeah, I've met Rob before.
I know, but it doesn't matter. You can meet him 10 times. He's still going to want you to be those things.
Oh, he never stops.
Mm-mm.
He never stops.
Rob's a motivator, man.
He is.
I love Rob. He's awesome. Looking forward to seeing him tomorrow.
Did I tell you the trouble Rob has?
Oh, boy, no.
Nobody knows this is the trouble that he's seeing.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to text him right now and make sure that this is still happening.
Okay. Oh.
But apparently Rob has an injury right now, a pretty serious one.
Okay.
Which requires him to be on one of those scooter things.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He tore his Achilles.
Oh, buddy, that's terrible. So does he have to crutch or be on the scooter, one or the other?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably right, yeah.
Because he had surgery not long ago. No idea how it happened, but I can't wait to hear.
Okay, oh, well, we'll find out, yeah. Hmm. So Rob in tomorrow, that's the theory anyway. Hopefully that'll happen. In the meantime, I guess preparing mentally would be appropriate.
Okay.
Yeah.
And physically or no?
I don't know. I think you're fine. I don't think he's
going to. He's going to maybe give you a little hug or something.
No,
but that's about it.
I don't think he's going to. I think he's going to be minding his P's and Q's. He's injured, Kevin. He's on the.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He's not going to do anything.
Yeah, he's on the injured reserve list. What's he going to do? Chase you down the hallway?
Get them to mouth off to him. Let him have it tomorrow, Steve. He can't do anything.
You got it.
The official word is in. I'll be there.
Love it.
Ooh.
All right.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow, Robbie.
Very nice.
Any idea what time?
Yeah, Rob.
That's fine.
I'll ask.
No, it's fine. You don't have to.
Nah, it's okay, Jay.
Ah, dang. I was going to call my wife. I forgot she's got a bunch of stuff to do today where she's running around, can't answer her phone now. I was going to ask her if she wants to do the thing where you... To prevent rain at the wedding ceremony, which is a week from Saturday, you bury a uncooked sausage.
That is correct.
Somewhere, obscure on where.
I think it was just, the bride had to bury the sausage.
Oh, she has to do the work.
Yeah.
First time for everything.
Easy.
Jay, how much work? I'm so fascinated with your daughter's wedding.
You?
I'm so bummed that I'm not going to be there.
Yeah, you weren't invited, so.
I was, too. I was going to DJ it. I wish I could have DJed it.
I know, I remember. I remember, yeah. She wanted
late.
Uncle Kevin. She was like.
I know. It would have been a very fun time.
She asked, 3 years in advance, but apparently that wasn't enough time. Oh, but I'm really three big deal. Years. I'm got a sting. I got a stuff. I got people. I was like, whatever.
You were going to take all your equipment out there? Oof.
Can you imagine that? Yeah, he was going to pull a trailer with his expired tabs. It was going to be great.
Hey, Jay, why
don't
you?
He runs out of gas in, Missoula. What, you got to fill it up again? This is dumb. Why fill it up when you're just going to run out of gas again?
Good point.
It's a great point.
Yeah.
Steve and Jay, what time do you think Rob... Steve, Jay, would like you both to guess. What time do you think Rob Zachary will be here tomorrow?
Go ahead, Steve.
I will say around this time, 9 o'clock.
6:30.
Jay says 6:30. Rob says, from start to end, what kind of man do you think I am?
Attaboy. Wow. I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt because of the injury, but that is how he rolls, man.
Man, now I'm really excited.
Yeah, when he's in, he's in.
And he's in.
Did he give himself a day off? Is that how he's doing it? Because he's a busy man.
I don't know.
He's got a lot of stuff going on.
He might have a few days off right now.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. That's rough.
Yeah, but you can still talk on the phone and stuff.
Yeah.
You think that's what Rob does
Rob's
for a living?
Big phone talk.
Do you think he does
doesn't he own
phone work?
Doesn't he own his own company?
He does.
Yeah,
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, he could probably do some of that, but I don't know how much of the excavating he could go out and do right now.
True.
Steve, do you have a great Olympic story for us? Something that you watched? You apparently have been watching Olympics beginning to end.
Well, yeah.
What's your favorite or a story that you watched in the last 24 to 36 hours and went,
okay,
man, oh man, oh man, I really want to talk about that.
Let's see. I mean, well, yesterday I was watching indoor volleyball in the United States versus China, and it was really exciting.
Was that the men's?
Women's volleyball.
All right.
And it was super exciting because they were down. The U.S. was like two games, and then they came
back.
In
the Olympics, you can say we, even though you don't play on the team.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Did we. I not say we?
You said they. You said they
if
were
you say
down.
We, then you're rooting for France.
Correct. But if you say we, you're rooting for the United States. If you say they, I thought it was their opponent.
Okay. Well, the U.S. was down too.
Okay. You can also say that.
Okay. Well, we. Yeah,
we
I'm
were
sorry.
Down.
We were down. Yep.
Okay. Back so we were that. Down two, and then we came back. It was 2-2. And then they wound up losing, but wound up losing. But it was still super, super exciting. So that was cool. Also, to see there was a, I forget his name, but he's a French swimmer, and he swims at Arizona State.
Okay.
Under the same coach that Michael Phelps had.
I heard a little bit about that story, yep.
Yeah, and then they were just showing, like, highlights from...
Because he called, right? He called that guy and said, I want to swim for you.
Yeah, yeah. And so that whole story was just very interesting, and then he wound up breaking a world record, not at the Olympics, but, like, at the World Championships or something.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of a cool, like, story.
What about the Ryan Murphy story?
Oh, who's Ryan Murphy? Tell me more.
He's also a swimmer, right? Yeah. He's the guy. He also won probably a heat race, I think, at that point. And then his wife is expecting a baby.
Ooh.
Did you see that story, Steve?
I heard about that, but I don't know any more than, like...
Held up a sign after he won the race that says it's a girl. They flashed to the crowd, you know, to show the wife, and boom, she's got this sign held up. It's a girl, so he finds out after he wins the race that...
That's super cool.
His soon-to-be child is a girl.
Speaking we were talking about that, Jay, that... You know, if you're in a regular sport, I think it's fairly common for an athlete to miss a game or whatever, to be there for the birth of a child or maybe a death in the family or whatever.
Yeah, certainly
the
understandable.
Olympics,
yeah.
It is not, I mean,
yeah.
You can't just like, okay, I'll do the next game in 4 years.
Yeah, there's not like a next game at that point.
There was a sad story where one of the, not rugby, in the water. Water polo.
One of the hardest sports in the entire Olympics.
Yeah, one of the girls on the U.S. team, her sister-in-law, who was there in Paris, passed away.
Oh, 26 yeah.
years old, super unexpected. And she was like, gosh, well, I mean, you still have to stay and play. You know,
I think you have to.
She's like, I know that's what she would want me to do and the whole deal. But that just stinks. Like, yeah, because you don't go, okay, no, I need to mourn, so I'm not going to do this.
Which also would be acceptable.
4 years.
It would be acceptable.
100%
it would. You do understand why you would just be like, I'll play on. That's what they'd want to do. Also, water polo, crazy. Every time I just keep thinking the same thing. God, they're like swimming. I mean, I can't get enough of water polo. It seems very hard, obviously.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried it?
We had to do that in gym class.
Yeah, yeah, it's very difficult. Also, that one and the other one that's super interesting is the handball one.
Yeah. You know what's funny is, like, I'm watching all these sports. I have no idea what the rules are.
Right.
And I think we were talking about this yesterday. Like, you get super into it. I mean, I was watching rugby over the weekend. I was like, I have no idea what's going on, but this is awesome.
Right. Yeah. I was watching the highlights, and I kept thinking to my same thing was like, that guy should play, like, real football.
Yeah.
Like, that guy's so fast.
Yeah.
They showed the guy running down the sideline, and he's... flips it over to his buddy, and he dives in there, and they give the signal, whatever that little signal is. It looks like touchdown. And they get, hey, you get 5 points. I'm like, this is a weird number. Five? Okay.
I have not seen nearly enough of any of it.
Oh, man. It's like crazy. And I'm totally into it for like 2 weeks. And then after that, I go, what was it? Have you seen the handball thing, though, Kevin?
No.
It's like water polo on land, maybe.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, handball in general?
Yeah. Where you're just kind of like running around, you get like 3 steps, then you can dribble, and then you get 3 more steps or something like that. I don't know. It's got weird rules to it. Then you're like flipping the ball behind your back, and they catch it, and they throw it in the goal. I don't know. It's cool looking.
Yeah, it's kind of like water polo, lacrosse, but without the sticks.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a mix of lacrosse.
Yes. And sort of basketball because you can
Frisbee
dribble.
Frisbee football?
Yeah.
Frisbee football. It's kind of like right? all that combined.
I think that's the same thing, too, where you can only do a few steps. And
then you have to throw it. Yeah.
Yeah. I once got hit in the face playing that game.
Frisbee football?
No. Handball.
Huh. You played handball.
Another gym class thing.
Man, you guys had cool gym
class. Because you didn't catch it, or what happened?
Maybe, I don't know.
Honest question.
I think I was playing goalie, and, you know.
You think you were playing goalie.
I mean, I know I was playing goalie.
And you stopped it with your face.
Yeah, as I do.
That's just being a good goalie.
Good effort.
A plus. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
As you see it, don't stop to the casket drop. They rocking and rolling, back and forth. Give me that. No, I need that. Nope, over here. Nope, over there. What about over there? Nope, what about there? Nope, give me that. I need that. That too.
Kevin James.
Nope, sit down somewhere. Get out. Get up. Wait a minute. Hold it. Way up in the sky. Now down. Back up. Over there. Now over here. Get out the way. Move. I told you we need that.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Nobody does play-by-play for badminton like Snoop Dogg.
Words you never thought you'd
speak. Oh, man. So great. So great. Ooh, I just put this on the poll, Kevin.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Put up quite a few polls today, by the way. Like, what makes a person kind of tall? Have you ever been or almost been injured by an office chair? I almost was earlier.
Yeah, I mean, so many times.
Oh, man. You know, when it spins or it's on wheels and you maybe like don't quite catch the chair the right way.
Yep. Woo,
baby. Next thing you know. And also then this one, because I meant to put this up earlier today and I just thought of it again. How old were you when you found out life was not fair? 0 to 10, 11 to 15, 16 to 21, or 33 years old?
Producer Steve discovered it today.
Yep, I just marked myself down.
Yeah, so yeah. Oh, I can't wait to get the votes. I'm sure they'll be compiling in all of a sudden. They'll just pile in a big pile of votes, and it'll be one that says 33 years old. You know, when you know, you know. Sorry it took you so long. Or what a benefit to not know until you're 33.
Right.
I mean, that's just...
I mean, who says that I even learned that today, though?
Good point.
I might not still know.
Good point. Bless the ignorance is what I say.
That's right.
My granddaughter the other day was very upset, and she said...
Yeah, your granddaughter started this.
She was just like, getting very upset. Yep. She was, and I'm like, Amelia, talk to me. Tell me what
Use
is wrong.
Use your words, which is what I say to Kevin all the time.
Tell me what is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, you guys just don't understand, because I just want to be the boss of this place.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, fair. I know, but that's not, you know, I understand, but... You know, you're the kid, and we're the adults,
right.
And so kind of the adults are in charge. Yeah, I mean, that's fine everywhere else, but what about here? Could I just be the boss? And I'm like, no. And then, really, like in my mind, I was thinking, you could be the boss. It's not that fun.
No, it's
overrated.
Being
the boss is a lot of work. Like, you got to pay rent. And,
yeah.
Oh, worry about the groceries and all this
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not fair. And that's what we realized. Life is not fair.
And then we broke it to Steve, and then he's been sort of distraught since that happened earlier this morning.
Yeah, I'm breaking out.
Yeah. What was it that you were mad about that it wasn't? Oh, the height thing is what you got mad and said it wasn't fair.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because you don't think, you think someone who is 5'11 is pretty tall.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty tall.
Nope.
Pretty tall.
Well, you want me to see what the poll says right now?
Sure.
Just like it's ongoing. It's obviously not finished. I broke it out like this. What makes a person kind of tall is, I think, what you said about Sam. He's kind of tall.
Yeah.
Being over 5'10", being over 6 foot, or being over 6'2". So far, being over 6 foot but under 6'2" is winning as being kind of tall.
Yeah, and I think you and I both agreed,
that's
Jay,
fair.
6'1 was kind of tall.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, you're kind of tall.
You're kind of tall. Over 6'2", I feel like you're pretty tall, right? That's the second level.
Pretty tall.
It goes kind of, pretty, very, just plain old tall, and then wow. That's I think that's the right scale.
Yeah, we'll have a wow in studio tomorrow.
Correct, yes.
7 foot Rob Sackler.
Yep.
We'll have a wow in
studio. What did you one time say? You won the genetic lottery? Yeah. What was it?
I just looked at him one day. He was sitting here with his shirt.
I think
off.
He had a tank top, or maybe he did have it off. I don't know.
His entire body was just exposed, yeah, and he was sitting here, and I just looked at him, and I go, dude, you won the genetic lottery.
Yeah, I mean, he's got 3% body fat.
Oh,
7 feet
yeah,
tall.
Kev.
Yeah, yeah.
Something else, that guy.
Yeah. Remember back in the day when Rob would take his shirt off and walk through the lobby? That was weird.
Well, you could do it now.
Yeah, well, nobody's in the lobby, so that would be all right.
Exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You want him to scoot his way through the lobby?
Well, with his little scooter? Well, okay. I don't know if you got to do that.
That's kind of mean.
Injury.
Have you ever taken your shirt off at work? That should be a poll question.
Boy, oh boy. Not too many people, I don't think.
I mean, I have changed my shirt.
Yeah, I was going to say, for what time period are we talking?
Because I remember one time we took pictures one time, Kevin, and it was like, oh, we brought more than one shirt. And so we changed shirts to take the picture to make it look like we had, you know, taken pictures on a different day.
Have you taken your shirt off at work for fun?
For fun?
Yeah, that's the question. Yeah.
What does that mean?
I mean, Rob just did it because I think, I don't know if he went through the lobby. I just think he walked through upstairs here. He's like, I'll just take my shirt off and go use the bathroom. Went to the bathroom, came back, his shirt off, and just Rob walking around. I don't know if any of us would qualify for that.
Mm. No.
Nor should we probably.
Qualify?
Nope, we'd just let Rob do it and say,
yeah, I don't think any
enough.
Of us would qualify for that poll being a yes.
Speaking of taking things off.
Let's see where this goes.
Hardy's wife. Did you see this?
I don't know that I have.
Kaylee is her name.
Okay.
She's very fun. They're fun. I like them as a couple. She was in the audience, like towards the front row during one of his shows. And she's like, I'm going to show you all how it's done. And then she did the quick little move. Like, I don't even understand how women do it so well. It almost looks like she didn't use her hand. She just, like, wiggled somehow, and, like, her bra came off, and then she had her bra in her hand.
Oh.
And chucked it on stage to Hardy.
Hilarious.
And he caught it perfectly and was very, very excited that he got his wife's bra.
That's funny. I'm going to show you all how this is done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great when it's your wife, I would imagine, for Hardy.
Yeah, he likes it. And then he just left it hanging on the microphone.
Well played.
What a
Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
But I do think Mr. James would be able to schedule someone to bring you gas tomorrow.
Very convenient.
And I go, oh, cool. So should I just sleep in my car then tonight?
You did not say that.
Sir, are you in a safe place?
And
I go, on the side of the freeway.
Kevin James.
Sir, I do not recommend. And I was like, click. Hung up.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Yeah, that's great. Great service you're paying for.
Oh, hey, yeah.
If you want to win some Web Sleuth Jet Boat races, tickets, not the races themselves, just tickets to the race.
Yeah.
If you'd like to go, it's August 24th in St. John, Washington. We've got a pair for you. We'll do it right after Kevin's Clip of the Day.
Kevin's Clip of the Day.
What do you say, Kev? What do you got?
I saw this one, and it hit home for me because I don't drink alcohol anymore.
Yep.
And, you know, I wasn't a big drinker for many, many, many years. And then, like, in my mid-30s, I started drinking, and I had about a, I don't know, 10-year run where I drank some, and then I just stopped again.
Yep.
And it is weird when you tell people, oh, I don't drink. They instantly kind of give you that look like,
uh-oh,
what's the story?
Yeah, like, what happened?
And there was
nothing
bad. Right. I just decided, I don't know. I got enough issues. I don't need another one.
Don't need
one.
To add that.
Yeah. But this guy, his take on it is pretty funny.
Yeah, I don't drink. I just stopped drinking. I used to drink, and I wasn't an alcoholic. Like, whenever you tell people you don't drink, they always want an explanation. They always want to know, what happened? Was it a problem? Was you beating your kids? Did you ruin marriages? Did you kill somebody in the vehicle? Like, what happened? We can't believe you don't drink poison. Explain to us why you don't drink poison. Yeah. I don't get the shock. Like, if I was to tell somebody, man, I don't never drink water, they'd be like, oh, okay.
It's so funny.
It's so true,
yeah,
too.
I literally want to know. I got to have the story. Yeah, I kind of want a story.
Yeah, why don't you drink?
Yeah, yeah. I don't drink water. Oh, all right.
You want me to tell you the story on that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why you don't drink water. There's literally a story. I think it's hilarious, though, that Steve is, you know, we've always ridden Steve about his hydration habits are terrible. He's like, oh, man, I drank a whole orange juice. What is it, 6 ounces?
Eight ounces. Okay. It's 8 ounces.
All right.
Maybe 10. I don't know. It's 8 or 10.
It's certainly not 10. Kevin, what is it? Is it 8?
8.
Okay. So then he'll drink maybe that. Then we're like, no, you got to drink some water. So he started bringing in these bottles of water, just the 16.9, you know, ounce bottles of water. It's been 100 degrees for multiple days. We set a record for the most 90 degree days consecutively in Spokane history. This guy in here would bring in a bottle of water, not drink it. Next day, bring in another bottle of water, not drink it. Was it yesterday or the day before I was in there? It was like 4 bottles of water on the counter.
Yeah, there's unopened, 4 of them.
Unopened. Like, what are you doing? You're like here for, what, 8 hours? You're here for 8 hours and you don't drink anything. Like, nothing. I don't even know how you do that.
I'm drinking. Mm-hmm. I'll take another swig right now.
Why aren't you drinking poison?
Yeah, it is weird, Steve, that you don't drink Steve. More than you do. And then I'll do this every once in a while. I'll be like, oh, I'm out of it.
You just grab his water?
Pills, and I'm like, I gotta take my pills. And I'll just grab his water, and I will drink it in one drink.
The 16.9 ounces and just straight down?
See, it's good to have backups.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Kevin's body thanks you, but I don't know, man. I think you might need a little help there.
He's not buying it.
I'm good, man.
Also, when you're watching the Olympics, are you eating specific, like, food? Like, you have a series of food that goes with sports watching, or how does that work for you?
Well, what do you mean, like? Pasta to carbohydrates?
I'm just curious if you have like, man, tonight I'm going to lock into the Olympics, and because it's the Olympics, I'm going to eat wings or whatever it might be that's your go-to. Because I don't know if you have like, oh, Sunday's football for the NFL, I'm eating pizza. I mean, a lot of people do certain foods for certain activities.
True. I don't know. Does the Olympics...
Bachelorette would do popcorn.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I don't. Should I?
I mean, if you're watching like Team China play somebody, you get Chinese food. Because you want them to win, but I mean, it would just be a good excuse to have Chinese food.
I see you're just trying to do some sort of correlation there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm watching all of the countries.
That's true. So we have 3 weeks of all the countries. You could just mix it up.
Polish sausage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do all of it.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Italy, they, you know, I don't think Russia sent a team because apparently they're at war or something. So you have to skip that one. So no borscht. I think that's food. But yeah, you could do all the rest of them.
Either
that would be kind of fun, actually. Get the calendar
out. It would
out.
Be. I feel like that's very fun.
Seems like a lot of effort.
I know, but you got nothing else to do.
Well, like I'm watching the Olympics.
What did he say during his commercial, Kevin? He's branching out and doing what?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I am.
I like the idea of each country gets a day and have food that day.
Interesting.
That comes from that country. That's a great idea. Yes. Kevin, that's wonderful.
It's what we need to do.
Yeah, let's just set one up for you. After the show today, we'll just make one.
There's too many countries, though. How do you do this?
Well, because you're going to choose food you like.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like this idea.
Oh, gosh.
I mean,
all right,
it would be okay to leave out Trinidad and Tobago, because I don't know what they eat.
I'm not sure, yeah.
I mean, you could look it up.
You could, but I don't think you probably, if you have to look it up, then you know you don't already like it. I would just go with food you already like.
Okay.
Not that hard, then.
All right, so. Yeah. I mean, yeah, but then. Yeah.
I know. German it's a lot of work.
Right.
You have to go to the store and buy the food, cook it.
That's crazy. So crazy. But you know what? As your commercial says, you're getting more adventurous.
No, I mean, that's
you want to know what your boss said?
Going to places, not necessarily cooking. Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, why are you whistling at me?
You want to hear what your boss said?
Which boss?
Your boss is Jay Daniels.
Oh, that one.
Well, not the only one you have, I guess, but.
I have many bosses, yeah.
The only one in here.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, okay.
He said, that commercial was playing, and I said, hey, it's producer Steve for T-Mobile, and, you know, I've been getting more adventurous.
I have.
And Jay said, you couldn't be any less adventurous. He said that.
I mean, he's full of jokes all the time. That is funny. I mean, have I not Am I not more adventurous than I was?
Yes.
Yeah, what is one of the new restaurants you went to?
I went over to the Thrifty Scotsman just the other day.
That's true. I was actually surprised.
That was a big one.
That was big. He just, out of the blue, based on our buddy Steve Hawk's recommendation and the fact that Steve loves the Thrifty Scotsman, it's one of his favorite. It would have been better had you gone with Steve because he could have, like, you know, showed you the ropes. But I still get what you did there. I thought that was the fact that you went by yourself, got in the car, drove a very long distance. What is it, like 12 miles?
Yeah.
That was actually impressive.
Crazy, yeah.
No, that was very outside.
Okay.
It was very outside the comfort zone. No, I'm going to give you full credit for that. Yeah, yeah, for that. I mean, 100%.
All right. Thanks, boss.
You're welcome. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What was Warren's response to everyone?
Thanks, thumbs up.
Thanks and a thumbs up to Jay. What did you get, Steve?
I got a thank you, producer Steve, smiley face.
I got thank you, you big cream puff.
Kevin James.
That seems about right.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Gave away some Webb Slough jet boat race tickets there. Also, before we get out of here, we'll qualify somebody else for the big flyaway, the Coastal Country Jam flyaway. That's coming up later on in September. Long Beach, California, two-day music festival. Very fun. We'll give we'll qualify somebody for that in just a few minutes. You ready for the final thoughts?
Let's go.
Kevin, you ready for yours?
Yep.
All right.
Final thoughts.
Steve, you can kick us off. Let's do it.
All right. Well, then here's my question to you guys.
Okay.
We were talking about being adventurous, going to places.
Yeah.
So my question is, where should I go? Been to the Thrifty Scotsman.
Ooh, boy.
Maybe I'll make another weekend adventure someplace. Where do I visit? Where do I go? What do I try?
What about Paul Bunyan or something, Kevin?
Ooh, we're looking for restaurants?
Yeah.
Yeah, just looking for a place to go?
Yeah. Or, I mean, I guess it could be a... doesn't need to be a food place. I guess it could be...
Yeah, but it's kind of fun. At least that way you go there and you can do something while you're there. You know, you like with Paul Bunyan, you could sit outside, you know, legendary... pretty much burger place, wouldn't you say, Kev? With shakes and all that kind of stuff. Kind of right up Steve's alley.
Yeah, okay.
In Coeur d'Alene. Where else? I'm trying to think that he could go to nearby. Well, you know, he could do like a flying goat scenario, or he could do something like that that's really well known in Spokane. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, you got me in that area. I go to Pete's Pizza as well.
Pete's Pizza.
I mean,
Fiesta Grande, my favorite Mexican restaurant.
Calzone, until you've had a calzone from Pete's Pizza.
Okay.
It's bigger than you, Steve.
Yeah.
You will not regret it. Trying to think.
What about Tomato Street?
Oh, heaven yes. Local favorite, friends of the show.
Yeah.
You got to go there.
Great, great Italian. You could get the lasagna. You could get whatever you want. I mean, you had a little sampling of it, but, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, we already...
That's not the same. That was not the same.
Okay.
No.
Right.
You got to go into the restaurant to get the experience. Maybe you could take it out from there, but...
Well, because it is a great experience at Tomato Street as well.
It is, yeah. Yeah. I know, you've got some choices there. We could...
Well, I just want you to, like, go to... Coeur d'Alene to like the beach.
Yeah, just to the park, and maybe he could eat in the park. Take his food, go eat, sit there, enjoy. Don't do it when it's 105. That's not as fun.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is not a good weekend to do that then.
Well, I mean, Sunday it's only 97. Go early in the day. I don't know. Do you like it hot? Maybe you want it to be hot at the beach.
I mean, what am I gonna do at the beach?
Well, some people go in the water.
Well, I'm not doing that.
Go in the water.
Wow.
Go enjoy the water. I don't know. What do people do at beaches? I don't know. Sit on the beach, go in the water.
The one you need to go to is you need to go to Atlas Waterfront Park because you can go down there. It's on the Centennial Trail. You can walk the Centennial Trail and you're right there on the beach where there's tons of people enjoying the beach activities. Okay.
Yeah.
You keep going. You end up at, there's a little dog park there, too. So now you can see the dogs and,
okay, that gives you something to watch while you're there. Yeah, I got you.
Then you go up the stairs and you are at Riverstone Park, a place that you've already been to.
Oh, yeah, I liked it over there.
Very nice.
Yeah, so you can just, then it doesn't feel like, you know, what am I supposed to do? You just walk around, you'll see people, it'll be wonderful.
All right, maybe I'll do that. You don't think I will?
Thoughts.
Man, I do stuff out of spite, so I'll do it.
I know, I do feel like if you're going to do it, you're going to do it at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning and there's going to be nobody there.
Right, that's true.
It's like, well.
All right, fine. Then what time do you want me to go?
Noon.
Noon?
Yeah.
During the Olympics?
Okay.
I've always been an emotional guy, right?
Yep.
I don't mind crying. That's just kind of the way I've been lately, and I don't know what in the world it is, but I find myself really having to be careful or I might just lose it. Everyone, like, it happened at a wedding. The bride and her dad were dancing. And it was that thing where she just gave him a hug and just buried her head into his chest. And he put his hand on the back of her head, like, you know,
it's okay.
Got you,
yeah, right.
And it was just that moment where they were both crying. And I was like, I don't even really know these. I mean, I know them.
Well, yeah, but you're not like your personal friends with them or anything. I get it. Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh my God, I look away. I am going to start bawling here at a wedding. This makes no sense. But it's, I don't know what it is. I've been.
Age.
I think that's correct, right? They always say that with guys, that as you get older, you get even more emotional. Which,
sure.
That could be trouble for me.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. Weird stuff will catch you off guard. We started getting older. You all send a show, a commercial, a song. You know, like I said, somebody else doing something that, you know, you could see is emotional for them. Yeah, I get it.
Steve, are you an emotional guy?
I can be. You don't think so?
What's the last time you cried? When you watch movies or whatever?
I've done it before.
You have cried at a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like in a theater, but you just been at home or something?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't cry in public.
Yeah, well, heavens no.
Yeah, don't want that.
I
get it. Sometimes you can't help it. What do you...
You know what movie it was?
Yeah. What got you?
Oh, I mean, I'm sure there's been multiple movies. I can't think of
it. You just don't know one off top of your head. We're like, well, that was the one. I remember that one scene. I was watching The Notebook, even though I hated the movie. This is you talking, of course. And, you know, at the very end.
Yeah, no, The Notebook didn't get me. But movies like that, I'm trying to think.
Love stories?
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of nice.
Huh, how about that?
Final thoughts.
I'm an emotional guy.
I get it.
Jay, are you an emotional guy?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
First of all, I've decided I'm not sure that I enjoy the video that we do now because I can actually see Kevin because normally I can't see him. He hides behind the monitors. And now I just see him like he's like laid back in his chair pouring popcorn out on the counter and he's got his back scratcher out. He's just like scratching every section of his body with his back scratcher. He just looks
you
like he's just
scratch that itch, my
so
man.
Disconnected. He's like, man, I wish this doggone show would end.
I'm listening to every word with bated breath.
He's like, man.
And that itchy right? spots I'm just that I just need to scratch.
Scratching everything, eating popcorn. Yeah. I'm like, gosh.
Well, that's kind of the thing. Well, you listen to good content, you eat popcorn.
Like being at a movie. Yeah,
I'm like basically at a movie enjoying.
Well, yeah, that's the difference is those people are spectators. You're supposed to be, you're one of the actors, one of the participants.
When old Steve's over here chatting and just listening.
With your mouth full of popcorn and scratching your back, drinking your instant death, whatever that is.
I love instant death.
Yeah, that's a better name for it.
What is it called?
Liquid.
Liquid death. It's not instant death. That would be a terrible name for a product.
Well, yeah, because then you're not selling very much.
Well,
of it.
You sell one.
You sell it one time.
Hard to get repeat customers.
Yeah, that's true.
Buy the new
instant death.
Icy cold drink, instant death.
Yeah, I mean, liquid death is, I mean.
It's nearly as bad, honestly.
For a name.
Oh, my goodness. You know, we sent all the stuff, most of the stuff, on with my daughter and her fiance for the wedding. Anything that we had made, you know, like. There's a lot. I mean, I'm sure you get it. There's a lot of stuff. Decorations, et cetera, pictures, frames, all the stuff, right, that my wife was helping to do or my daughter was, whatever, having her do. And we had it all in one room, and we called it the wedding room. It's one of my son's bedrooms, so we called it the wedding room. And the door was open to the wedding room, which we don't do when you have dogs because There could be some chewing.
If they chewed up wedding stuff.
Oh, Kevin.
Goodbye, doggy.
Yeah, well, it happened a couple times where all of a sudden I'd be like, what's that doing in the hallway from the wedding room? And like, oh, no. And, you know, we try to make sure we close the doors. So the wedding room is empty now. And it was weird to walk by and see
that
the door open.
That has to
open.
Feel weird.
Yeah, and also I was like, oh, no. And I run over there, and I'm like, oh, the stuff's all gone because the wedding room is now just a spare bedroom.
It's mobile. It's going across the country right now.
Exactly.
All the wedding stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Does that make you tear up a little bit?
No. The Big 99.9 Coyote
Country. Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
All right, that's the show. Got to go. What'd you say on the way out, Steve? What do you want to do here?
Well, we got some, we got a Coastal Country Jam Flyaway qualification and Web Slew.
And one more Web Slew pair. Okay. Right. All right. So if you want to go to the jet boat races, the Web Slew jet boat races coming up later on in August. If you want to go to those, we can hook you up with another pair of those. And then we'll also qualify somebody for the Coastal Country Jam. That's the Long Beach, California trip. 2-day music festival. Very fun. So you can do both. 509-441-0999. Guy, tomorrow, Wednesday, middle of the week, hump day. Rob will be here. Rob Sacre going to pop in. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, Wobbert Wednesday.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Anything else?
Sacre Day.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to be great. That's it?
Yeah,
I'm done.
Steve, we are so glad you came. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. I'm just getting started.
Bye-bye.
Same.
Bye-bye.